This is the LexisNexis Workers' Compensation Law Center podcast. Discussions and interviews with leading attorneys and industry professionals. On this edition, Ken Martino, President and Chief Executive Officer of Broadspire, on third-party administrators and workers' compensation claims.
LexisNexis podcast, voted top legal-oriented podcast in the 2008 ABA Journal Blog 100. The annual reader survey of the best websites for lawyers, as chosen by the editors of the ABA Journal.
The opinions expressed by guests interviewed on LexisNexis legal podcasts do not necessarily reflect those of Reed Elsevier Incorporated, LexisNexis, subsidiary companies, shareholders, employees, or customers, and should not be considered legal advice. Ken Martino is President and Chief Executive Officer of Broadspire, joining the company in 2007. His 27-year industry career includes leadership roles in a number of areas for companies in the third-party administrative services and property casualty insurance industries. His expertise includes strategic planning, financial management, data analysis and reporting, and operational analysis. Before joining Broadspire, Mr. Martino spent 7 years with Specialty Risk Services, where he served as Senior Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Senior Vice President, Account Management. Mr. Martino has a bachelor's degree in finance from the University of Connecticut, where he also earned his MBA, and he earned his CPCU from the Insurance Institute. Mr. Martino, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure being here.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about Broadspire?
Well, Broadspire is a leading third-party administrator for employers and insurance companies, and we offer a broad array of customized claim and medical management services designed to increase employee productivity and contain loss costs. Now, our services include workers' compensation, auto, general liability claims management. We're also heavily into medical and field case management, integrated workers' comp and disability programs, as well as we have risk and safety consulting services. And Broadspire is the third largest workers' comp TPA. And a little known fact is that we're the fourth largest medical management company. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. And we have approximately about 2,400 employees and a network of 61 offices throughout the United States, and recently we added the United Kingdom. Broadspire is owned by Crawford & Company, which is the largest claims administrator in the world.
I'd like to focus on the workers' comp aspect of things in this podcast. And I understand that workers' comp is about 30% of a company's insurance budget. What does your company do to help companies keep workers' comp costs under control?
Well, Steve, there's two things that we think make us different from all the rest. And first is the service breadth, and secondly is our people. Now, Broadspire directly provides all the key services our customers are looking for in a workers' comp claims administrator. You know, we're recognizing that the number one issue today in workers' comp is the rising cost of medical and the related complexity of the disability cases. Now, we offer a fully integrated solution, whereas our competitors must turn to outside vendors for a lot of those services. We feel that the integrated approach allows us to control all the key drivers of loss and provide superior outcomes by reducing the loss costs for our customers. Now, I also mentioned people. You know, as a service provider, the performance of our staff is very important to the results that we achieve for our customers. And when we surveyed our customers to ask them, well, why do you stay with us? They tell us it's because of the talent and the experience of our staff. They trust our people to handle their claims.
You mentioned the size of the company. I was wondering what you think the most important aspect of claims handling is for a third-party administrator, the size of Broadspire.
Well, we think the most important aspects are the quality, consistency, and the outcomes that we deliver, and we do it with passion. That's what's important to our customers and what's important to us. I mean, making sure that each claim follows the quality standards for investigation, evaluation, negotiation, and settlement. We're making sure that we're consistent in the level of customer service we provide in each one of our offices, delivering superior outcomes by improving productivity and reducing loss costs. And last but not least, showing a level of passion and engagement in everything that we do. You know, hearing from a customer that we're hitting on all those key factors really makes my day.
You mentioned the expansion of the company recently into the UK. Can you talk about some of the differences in how claims are handled here in the US versus in other countries?
Well, most of the other countries don't have a workers' comp system as we know it here in the United States. They either have a country-run claim or disability system that incorporates workers' comp, or they have a tort-based system like employer's liability. You know, working in those countries, you either have the program administered through the government or you handle the claims much in the way we would liability claims here in the United States. You know, the other big difference that you run into in countries, other countries, are the medical delivery process in those countries. And it's based on each one of the countries have different types of medical systems. You have a very little opportunity in many cases to apply what we use here in medical management techniques in the United States.
What kind of challenges do those differences pose to a company like yours?
Well, we're looking at it right now, and we're evaluating each one of the countries and trying to determine which services that we think can best be offered in those countries. Right now, we're actually looking at the European market as well and trying to determine, you know, how can we add value to the services that we provide to those customers who might have exposures in those particular countries. And it's really getting in to understand each one of the systems, the medical delivery systems, as well as the legal systems in those countries, and trying to tailor our services to meet the needs that the customers have there.
That is a challenge, and I imagine it takes a good deal of time, resources, and manpower to get up to speed with a lot of those things.
We're very fortunate in our relationship with our parent company, Crawford & Company, to already have established resources in 63 countries. And so we've got a leg up on a lot of people in having the resources already available and on the ground that when we get there, already know the process and the system, and it's a matter of training them in our systems and our services and, you know, the marketing materials and those kinds of things, and bringing a consistent product across the country and then across the world.
What do you suggest lawyers know? What should lawyers know to work more effectively with third-party administrators?
Well, the first insight I'd give them is that we look at our job as helping people, and most likely through one of the most difficult and stressful times they're having in their lives. And it does not need to be an adversarial situation. I think working together within the framework of the state statutes here in the United States, you know, we've got each state has their own particular regulations. We should all be looking for ways to get that person back to a healthy and productive life. And we're very open to ideas or ways to improve claim or move claims through the process and as efficiently, as effectively as possible. And we're open to that. And want to communicate with that, communicate with the attorneys that that's really what we're all about.
There's a Sixth Circuit case called Brown versus Caissons Transport, which I understand effectively allows a workers' comp claim to be heard in federal court. Can you talk a little bit about the case, explain what it was about, and what the implications of this case might be on third-party administrators?
Well, it hasn't made its way through, finalized through the court yet. But basically, it was a case that involved Workers' Compensation Claims Administration, and they brought a suit that alleged that the employer, the medical providers, and the administrator, the TPA, were conspiring to deny claims. And then they brought a suit under the RICO Act, the Civil RICO Act, that made its way through the courts, originally through the appeals, through the process, and through the most of the appeals. There was no action. The court basically said there was no action provided because the workers' comp is an exclusive remedy. Recently, there was a case that's now been, I guess, remanded back to the Sixth Circuit from the Supreme Court decision that said they could relook at the case and consider it under that, but they haven't done that yet. So ultimately, we're not really sure what the implications are, but it is significant if it's upheld that the plaintiffs are allowed to pursue civil RICO damages and workers' comp against self-insured entities and their TPAs. That could be a problem down the road. I don't really want to get into it further because it's our policy not to comment on pending litigation.
What's the impact been of our current financial crisis? What kind of impact has this economy had on a company such as yours and third-party claims administrators in general?
Well, the marketplace in general, you know, as you know, workers' comp is very closely tied to the employment base. I mean, that's where the claims come from. And so with a decline in employment, yes, we've seen a decline in frequency. Although workers' comp has been declining pretty steadily over the last, 15 years in terms of frequency. And that's improvements in safety and work environments that employers have made. But this has really caused a downturn. So for all of the third-party administrators, we're all feeling the loss of business. You know, it's great when we renew an account, but the fact that they've now shrunk their business by 10% means that we're going to see less of the claims coming into us as well. So that's been a little bit of a problem. We've been very fortunate to have a good sales team that has brought in new business to help kind of moderate that. But the expectation is until employment starts to pick up again, we're all going to be feeling the pinch of it.
What can companies such as yours do to, down the road, not feel that pinch quite so much?
Well, the biggest thing that we've done is that we've also, in addition to providing third-party administrative claim services, we've expanded to provide our disability management, medical management services into the disability management space as well. So we're offering a full range of products, not just utilized within our integrated model, but we'll use it on a standalone basis as well to help supplement that. And then really it's about, you know, again, the quality, consistency, and outcomes. And if we're able to drive that, we think we can attract much more business than we've been attracting to date, because that's what employers are really looking for now, is those cost savings. There's much more pressure on the risk management side to reduce costs, and having a better product than everybody else will get us more business.
Yeah, exactly. Expand, grow, diversify.
Absolutely. And then we're going to be continuing our worldwide expansion as well. As I mentioned, we've already got plans to establish ourselves in Europe, and then we'll move on from there.
Well, best of luck in the future with all of those plans and projects. Mr. Martino, thank you very much for your time and for being part of our LexisNexis podcast.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Ken Martino, President and Chief Executive Officer of Broadspire. This has been the LexisNexis Workers' Compensation Law Center podcast. Visit the Workers' Compensation Law Center and all our communities at www.lexisnexis.com/communities. The LexisNexis Workers' Compensation Law Center podcast. Copyright 2009 by LexisNexis, a division of Reed Elsevier Incorporated. LexisNexis, Total Practice Solutions. I'm Steve Bursler. Thank you for listening.